Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I'm of course joined by my homie G Spot.
What up? What up?
We want to sing a song for you. No, we don't. 347-826-7425 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're too scared to call in, you know what I'm going to say. Email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we got you. Go to the Facebook page and request to join. We got you. We added a couple new people this week, and we're looking forward to adding a few more and deleting some of y'all. No. Well, I'm not playing. Google Smooth Drama. Yeah, Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, you got a friend. You got a friend in us. Anyway, before we get started, I just want to give a warm thank you to everybody that shouted me out this weekend for my birthday. It was beautiful. Took me like 3 hours to write all y'all back because I'm popular.
That's what happens when you get older, dog. Your vision gets blurry, man. It takes you a while to find them keys on the phone.
That's you.
You better get that iPhone Plus, dog. That screen's bigger.
Yeah, I know. I get my new prescription so I can get the big, thick glasses so I can be like Red Fox in Harlem Nights. Let me put on my glasses right now. It's like, you know. All right, now I can see some shit. Anyway, Trump. Man, folks is tripping over Trump. Like,
man.
I mean, I'm like, and you know, he was true to form too. He's like, you know what? He put the KKK white nationalist guy as his what you call him, his advisor. I'm like, he just came out there with it.
Yeah, he ain't holding back.
Yeah, he is not holding back at all. It seems like we got some callers. Oh, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Nikki.
Hello, Nikki.
What's up, Nikki? Welcome to the show. How
Thank
you doing tonight?
Thank you so much. I'm doing so good. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on the air.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to help. We're glad to hear from you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I don't know. So, like, what is your topic tonight?
Okay.
Because I'm just tuning in, so I don't know. I'm just tuning in right now, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, what we'll do, Nikki, is we'll put you back on hold, and we'll get into what we were talking about. We were actually talking about Donald Trump. All right.
Oh my God, it's so frustrating. It makes me cry so many times. It's so frustrating, the Donald Trump situation with him being the president of the United States of America. It's so frustrating.
So
that,
what frustrating?
You're right, Nikki. A lot of people feeling that way. But where you from, Nikki? Because you sound like you've been in the U.S. for a minute. Where you from?
I'm from all over the place. You know, I live many places in the United States of America. I live in so many places. Oh, my God, I have so many kids at home. They're all screaming. Donald Trump don't help with my kids, you know. He's not going to help with my kids.
Okay. All right. Well, you go handle your kids, Nikki. And thank you for calling. We hope you listen in and call again.
Thanks so much.
All right.
See, we got some Trumps already. I'm telling you, people out there just like, ooh, Lord. They don't know what to do right now. worried about their kids.
Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Yeah, what's up, man? Was that the worst? Yeah, this Nas, man. Was that the worst woman impersonation you ever heard somebody try to do on a call?
You know, it happens.
Clearly, that was a Trump supporter who wanted to troll y'all, but, I mean, he didn't get to the funny. So, I mean, if you're going to troll, you got to at least be funny. I mean, I don't know what that – whatever.
I guess
can't be good at everything.
Accurate. He said fake the fuck, huh?
Yeah, but you got to be good at it. Hell, you can't prank call somebody and just be bad with a bad woman accent and just saying nothing. Anyway, but just real quick, man, to kind of just hit on what y'all talking about. A lot of black people talk about that they want to see the face of racism. They don't want it to be veiled or hidden or anything. So, okay, that's what you got. You got it right out front. This is what they believe. This is what they think. He's filling his cabinet with, you know, those kind of folks. So
right.
This is what it is. So black people need to act accordingly. This is not a time for tears. This is not a time to be looking to liberals for leadership or talking to white folks for their answers to this. This is Malcolm time, not Martin time, meaning self-defense and organization. It's that simple to me.
Yes, sir. Brother,
That's a great point.
Thank you for calling.
That's a great point. Hey, Smooth, I want to jump on that right quick, if you don't mind. A lot of people, they tripping about Trump, and they talking about, oh, we moving to Canada, we moving out of the States, and, you know, white supremacy and this and that. Well, guess what? Now is your time to ride and shine. Now is your time to step up. Because guess what? If we would have had enough voters against Trump, then he wouldn't be in office right now. So now it's time to show up, rise up, be proud, don't be a follower, be a leader, step up, rise up in the community, look at yourself in the mirror and see what you're going to do to make it better so we don't have no trick ass like Trump represent this company.
Okay. I think we may have lost him. I'm actually the exact opposite, and I believe in what the caller just said. Like, yeah, you know, it's Malcolm time, not Martin time. So,
exactly.
I mean, if you're not getting your self-defense on, if you're not ready at this particular point in time, because, you know, as somebody who's been around, quote-unquote, black nationalists, I'm always disgusted by how much everyone wants to talk about their differences and not the fact that, shit, we're all oppressed. So, I mean, for me, I love it. I'm like, yeah. Now, what can you say? I mean, you're going to be like Omarosa and be like, oh, my friends won't talk to me because I love Donald Trump. You know, she's crying and shit. Like, you know, black people don't. I mean, it's like, did black people like Omarosa? Do you recall that?
Yeah, geez, that's a whole different subject right there, dog.
I mean, you know, she crying talking about people, you know, stops, you know, because she says she's supporting Trump to help the black community.
Right.
Yeah. But
okay.
That foolishness. I will say this though. You know me. I've been saying this forever and a day that I relish the fact that he got elected. I'm happy that he like put white nationalists in the cabinet. I mean, because some of these folks want to have the illusion that, yeah, it's gonna be all right. We're gonna, you know, look into your quote unquote liberal friends or whatever. No, look to yourself, your own community. Stop listening to what they say as far as we don't get along or whatever. You ain't got no choice now. You have no choice now. Now, I mean, you could be like Ben Carson. Ben Carson looks fine. I mean, even though he seems like he's dead half the time you watch him. But
That's funny. My man look beat down. He got a face for radio. He ain't got a face for TV, dog.
Yeah, he got a face for nothing. they were talking about how racist incidents are up since Donald Trump was elected. Now they're talking about how there's in the church, Trump Nation, whites only. There's people drawing swastikas on doors in schools, in Jewish schools, whatnot. And they're doing graffiti, and black students were added to a racist group me message on Friday that included threats like some dude named Mudman, and we're going to do lynching. And, you know, I'm like, it's already better. See, I've been saying if you get the racist white dude in the office, the police won't be killing us no more. I will take my chance with the fat, nasty white dude who think that he can talk crazy to me. Because, I mean, I'm not going to let you touch me. I'm going to punch back. So I think I speak for you, G-Spot, and most
no doubt.
Most of us out here that, hey, those days of, oh, we're going to turn the other cheek. I'm not Christian. I'm not turning no cheeks. If I turn the cheek, it's because, you know, I'm rolling away from your punch and I'm coming back with the right and left, and then I'm catching you and it's over.
That's so, it. It's time to defend and stand strong, for real, right? Like, don't hold back. Don't be scared of nothing. Don't feel like, you know, you're overpowered. Now is your time to shine. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny. I mean, because there have been no police shootings. Police haven't shot not one person. I mean, and you think about it. When Obama was president, it's like every other week, black person was getting shot by the cops. Trump get elected. I know it's only been a week, but you know, nothing's happened. All these threats, I'll take threats. I'm happy to receive threats. As a matter of fact, I don't feel unsafe driving my car anymore. And you know, like I see the cops, I ain't even sweating the cops no more. It's like that feeling ain't in the air no more. Like the cop gonna pull me over and shoot me. You know, for a minute there, you scared. Like shit, all my paperwork in the car, and then it's like, okay, if I get stopped, like
don't reach for that glove compartment.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was iffy, right? I mean,
right.
You just drive in the car. It was like, oh, shit, I'm gonna walk to the store. <You
know>? I don't care if it's 2 miles out.
I mean, I'm just saying. So the whole Donald Trump and him appointing racist folks and you know, all these liberals. I mean, folks in Portland rioting. I mean, y'all stop rioting. What the hell are you rioting for? Why? You know, hey, y'all didn't vote. I mean, yeah, she took Oregon. Good. But, I mean, he took the majority of the United States.
Happened to be around the middle of the United States, though. Ain't that a trip?
Right. Well, I mean, there's a reason why none of us go to the middle. It's like there's nothing really there. You know, a lot of those places, they suck.
Like, you ain't missing out on much, too.
Right. I'm like,
just watch that shit on YouTube and see some funny shit right now. That's about it.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's the letter to the racist white people. You know, I mean, we know they not going to step to, like, real, they gonna step to some little girls or something when little girls are by themselves, whatnot. Or if they gonna step to a dude, it's going to be like 10 of them and one of you by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, that's that punk shit that they do. They don't, they ain't even trying to like roll up on real folks like in the city, whatnot. Like, hey, you know, they do that shit 2-3 in the morning and shit, like throw some swastikas up. You know, I mean, because they know most of the time we catch their ass and beat them to an inch of their damn life. But
yeah,
I think I'm just, I'm gonna go on break. You know, I think we need a break. You know, it's not McDonald's. This Tribe Called Quest though, Black Spasmodic. I've been pumping Tribe all damn weekend, and why not?
Yo, y'all ready? Yo, fight. You ready? Cons, you got that part, right?
I don't know, but it don't matter what you do. Set it off, ACC. You know that my niggas is lost. Little half-ass rappers, they're pissing me off. Time to set them all off. You're the matter to call.
Tell me, thugs in this caliber. Who kept up a buzz the whole calendar?
Black.
Sell drugs out the challenger.
Black.
Used to keep your guns with the silencers.
Black.
Tell me, thugs in this caliber.
Black.
Who kept up a buzz the whole calendar?
Black.
Used to sell drugs out the challenger.
Black.
Now look what he does to any challenger.
Now who won it with the Trinity Gladiator? His finger to you haters, you fight is not innovative. I take zero for granted. I honest my gift. Champion, petting game, plus I'm freestyling quick. You found me bum, so I pick my name and curtain. I'm new, I'll allow my crew back to work. Trash rap the dead pussy, kill the turpin.
Fuck boy, sit down, shit can only get worse.
How do you touch the mic when flow's uncertain? Spit game dry, boy, that flow ain't working. Folks throwing items, them that's uncursing. Plus, maybe wanna see the sickest in person. Third song is, motherfuckers depressing. Only to realize, gotta loosen the building.
Yeah.
Big tune, this for men, women, and children. Back on my bullshit,
motherfuckers. Who kept up a buzz the whole calendar?
Black.
Used to sell drugs out the challenger.
Black.
Used to keep guards with the silencers.
My niggas here if be talking to me, let me explain. I do evil mediums, tarot cards, and Ouija games. But through mixing chords and boards and even drum machines. He be saying, nigga, fuck a board, keep repping clean. And don't be taking slap on me, not rapping niggas, man. That intellectual shit you said, you better change your plan. Especially when you see them at the lobby of a label. And they don't seem able to outstretch their hands and admit their fans. You better flame them. And the J's that they're standing in, ostracizing memory for not remembering. The articles reduce their body parts to particles, and does the dead see with their cremated molecules. I'm leaving, but nigga, you still got the work to do. I expect the best from you, I'm watching from my heaven view. Don't disappoint me, make sure that they anoint me as a blue ribbon pedigree. The best to show prophecy, think of the legacy. For sure, people around the world, Napoleon and Kionic, people who call the world a twirl, with every day to grace. Look right at any face, live the tribe principle, and have an impeccable taste. Enjoy that rap, like that one was your last or less. If you don't believe me, just to show me life after death. Don't refer to the big cover. So shout out my Trinity brothers and please check in on my mother, Malika Zach. Call me Shorty.
They all make thugs in this caliber. Who kept up a buzz the whole calendar?
Black.
Used to sell drugs out the challenger.
Spasmodic.
Used to keep guns with the silencers.
Black. Spasmodic.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Tribe Called Quest, Black Spasmodic. Speaking of being Black Spasmodic, I know everybody's bent out of shape. You know, we talk about this Trump stuff and everybody's on that hangover like, we can't believe it, but, you know, we got to move on from that. I mean, you just start talking about, oh, Trump's racist and he got elected and so America's racist, like we know that already. You kind of knew that already. So, you know, I saw something this weekend that I missed. G spot, it's
what's up?
It's the final frontier for us. They Miss Bum Bum was elected. Shout out to Erica Canella. Do you know what the Miss Bum Bum contest is?
Enlighten us. What is the Miss Bum Bum contest?
The Miss Bum Bum contest is the booty contest in Brazil. It is the greatest contest on earth. It's in Brazil. Why it's in one place, I don't know. I think that's what we call it. Is it countryism? I don't know.
There's probably a lot of applicants up in there, maybe, right? Maybe.
Yeah, but it's in Brazil. Only it's a damn shame. I mean, don't get me wrong. If when you Google it, because I know you're going to Google it. When you Google it and
yeah, it's on my favorites. I didn't even realize that.
Right, you didn't realize. Anyway. they have a contest, and I'm like, why don't we have this in America?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we're about to start something here, Smooth.
Well, I'm saying, and you know, I've talked about contests before, and you know, I've asked politely, hey, what do you guys think about a contest? And I'm saying, what do people think about a I don't know, what would we call it? Because we need it's a smooth drama contest, right? It's like a smooth drama bum contest. I don't know. We don't call it bum bum. What you want to call it, G-Spot? I'm putting you
Spank
on
the Olympics.
What?
Spank Olympics.
Spank
it.
Spank
Something,
okay.
Something with spanking, dog. I'm just looking at these pictures, and I'm like, now you telling us about this show? Now you telling us about this? Come on, dog.
What?
You knew about this?
Yeah. I talk about it every year, actually.
I mean, you need to give the listeners a heads up, because something tells me a few flights might have been booked to Brazil. And we ain't talking about no World Cup either. We talking about world ass.
Right.
Straight bootylicious.
Right. But see what I'm saying? And maybe you know, it's not for all the listeners. I'm just saying we should have a contest here in America. Because we need the distraction, right? We don't want to talk about racism every day, all day. We can talk about who's got the nicest, I can't say, I mean, because we got to call it spank. I mean, we can't say it's the spankathon, because then folks think that you like whipping people, and that just turn folks off.
I didn't say beat it down. I said a little pat-pat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They like
yeah,
that little pat-pat.
Yeah, but that still wouldn't be the right connotation for a contest, a butt contest. I don't want to call it the butt contest. I don't know. Listeners,
I don't know.
Listeners, hit us up. I mean, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We are taking suggestions. And, I mean, if you want to suggest another contest, feel free. Hit us up. Tell us the contest, because I'm sure some of the ladies out there listening are like, hey, I know y'all want the who got the nicest ass in America. I'm sure ladies want a contest also.
As a matter of fact, we're about to have some applications on the site real soon.
We're gonna put applications up.
Absolutely. One
All
picture
right.
and a name required. That's it.
Okay, well, I know you talked about something that you saw, and it kind of, when we talk about distractions, whatnot, we talked about Fleshlight. You know,
man.
I didn't, what the hell you were talking about, And then
listeners, you heard flesh, not flash, flesh light.
You want to tell them what flesh light is, G-Spot?
So someone asked me, you know what a flesh light is? I said, flashlight? Yeah, flesh light. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, a flesh light? Man, I Googled that. I'm telling you, if y'all Googling that right now and you don't know what it is, you're about to be disturbed. Okay?
It is
disturbing.
Well, one, I want to say that because one of my old co-hosts, we argued on the air about this because, you know, women have toys, right? If you don't know, fleshlight is a what they call a pocket vagina. And
no,
they have
just say pocket pussy. Just say it.
Pocket pussy. I'm not adverse to saying pussy, but they have the freak. They have the freak pocket pussies where it's like the zombie mouth. They have the
Java slut.
Yeah, they have everything. They have the predator mouth. I'm like, who is getting off on fucking the predator's mouth? They have different colors too. It's beyond disturbing. And my argument is, you know, she was like, well, you have blow up dolls, and blow up dolls are trying to get rid of women. Whereas just the sex toy is women say, well, you know, sometimes I gotta get it, and boom, it's there, and you're done. It's convenient. But I'm like, no, because if I have a pocket pussy or a blow up doll, it's the same context. Like you trying to get rid of. No, we are not. We are not trying to have a blow up doll. I mean, most of us normal men, okay? Normal men,
right.
We don't the blow up doll. We want live human interaction.
Flesh. Not flesh light. We want flesh.
We just take the light off. Flesh. Just.
Yo, I want to hear from one of our listeners. If you really believe this fleshlight is something that you would use or have used, I'm really curious to know why. Please call in. Let us know. Because I don't get it. I need help on this one.
I'm guessing that we probably won't get any of the male users of the fleshlight calling in. I mean, not to say that y'all
don't tell me they're using it right now, doggy. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't think they're going to call. Or email.
Email.
I mean, you can email us and tell us why you feel the need to fleshlight instead of flesh. I mean, because it's like, do you carry that around? I guess it would be convenient, but because they call it stamina training. They have stamina training. It's like, I thought that's what we was doing when we was in the gym, pumping iron and on the machine and whatnot. We didn't play
football.
That's what I thought, but apparently we've been wrong all this time, and that stamina training is having this little flashlight type thing, and it's just no. If you're doing that, and I see you, me and G-Smock are going to come and smack it out of your hand, and we're going to smack you with the open
yes.
hand. We're not going to punch this, you.
Yeah.
We are going to
slap you like a, you know.
Yeah.
We got no
open
damn business
hand.
Doing this.
Open hand, so you know that we serious. Just saying. And speaking of serious, did you see Lil' Kim come out with the I'm a Latina trapped in a black person's body. It's like,
yeah, that made no sense.
Right. I'm like, and I hate to tell her and people who think like her, like, because you speak Spanish, you're not black.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, so I remember a few years back when they were talking about there are no black players on the Dodgers, but all of them were from the island, darker than me. Like, when they speak Spanish, they're not black. It's like, really? You speak Spanish?
All of a sudden, that pulls your black card, huh?
Right. It's like, you know, I know Spanish, homie, so I'm not black. I'm Islander. Lil' Kim. I don't know if you've seen her. It is one of the saddest things that you could. I mean, she's making Michael Jackson look somewhat.
Yeah,
normal.
Yeah, she's doing that bleaching. Exactly, that's crazy.
Right. Well, I mean, but the surgeries that she's had too. I don't know. When you look in the mirror, and you don't look like no other human, that should be a sign, right?
Yeah. When you start looking more like an alien than a human being, that should be a giveaway.
Well, I don't know what an alien looks like.
Look at little Kim.
Right. I'm saying. When you see the new pictures of her, she doesn't look like another human. There's not another human that's like, yeah, me and Lil Kim. And if you do look like Lil Kim, that means you messed up too.
Yeah, and ain't no one stupid enough to try to do that.
All right, whoever cuts you messed you up too.
Our plastic surgeon happy. He probably doing it on purpose. Come back for more.
Please.
Oh, I put your nose all crooked. My bad. Come on back.
You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder why do okay, we'll say just for psychology's sake, okay. You don't want to look black because I guess being black is like the worst thing on earth, right? That's what we're taught. But still, you don't look like a human.
Yeah.
You don't look like a human. She got to be looking at, I mean, she not have any mirrors in the house.
Evidently mean, not, huh?
Right, and she's got no friends. She can't have friends. Because, I mean, think about it. Now, you know, if I was doing some of that ill shit that Michael Jackson, Sammy Sosa, or Lil' Kim did, I'm guessing that you would call me one day. I'm like, hey man, look, check out what I'm looking like. You probably would say something. You'd call me up.
Oh, I would holler at you. Absolutely.
Right, like what's wrong with you, man? You probably would hurt my feelings. The whole conversation.
She's solo.
Yeah, she is very solo.
Her I'm only like, friend is that plastic surgeon she met.
You know? And I'm like, Lil' Kim was like, I mean, she was hot back in the day. Like, I remember watching her in concert. In the concert, she was like, she was at the beach. And I remember she was bent over. She was in the bathing suit. And the dude reached out and touched her vagina.
Mm.
And I was like, man, I want to do that. You know,
she was fierce too.
Yeah,
she was fierce too.
Right now, I'm like, if she walked in the door, I would probably threaten to shoot her. Like, you got to leave.
I'll probably scream first and then threaten to shoot her.
Oh, what the hell? How the hell you get here?
I'm like, close encounters. What the hell going on?
You No. I'm sorry.
Hey, to the listeners, real quick, I am so sorry that you Googled Fleshlight, Little Kim. Go back to the Miss Boom Boom. Go back to that. That's some prettiness up in there.
Yes, Miss Boom Boom is, you can never go wrong with that. But I want to do a smooth drama, Miss something. Miss Smooth Drama of the Year. I don't know what it could be, but it's got to be something.
Miss Bump, Miss Sun, right?
We need a contest. Who's got the bump, Miss Bump? So it can be a video of you walking. Cause you don't, and I think it's important for us to say this. You don't have to be naked or half naked. It can be just you in your favorite pair of tights, whatnot, walking in a picture. Just, you know, not that we're objectifying you as a piece of meat, because we are not. We value you as a person. We really, really.
Well, no, there's nothing like a beautiful woman with them legs and that ass. Absolutely. We're just saying we'd like to see it in a contest. And I think we know a couple judges already. My
we're
bad.
Saying in the right context, right? Yeah. I know a couple of dudes that would definitely judge this contest very fairly. No bipartisanship.
Can't even say that with a straight face, dog.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of bipartisanship, so people who still upset over Trump, like, hey, Kentucky, there's this town in Kentucky, Rabbit Hash. One, it is named Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. So that should already tell you that crazy stuff goes on there, right? It's probably where, like, Stephen King writes all his books.
You gonna talk to me about the mayor, dog? You gonna talk about the mayor?
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow, the mayor. They elected a pit bull. The pit bull received 3,367 votes. And the candidate was a cat, a chicken, and a jackass.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Man, a pit bull won, and you heard who the other candidates were for a mayor, a government official.
Well,
I found out everybody in that town had the same last name, too. Did you notice that?
Well, the thing is, this is the town's fourth K-9 mayor since 1998. Yeah, they had a mutt named Goofy, a black lab named Junior, and then when Obama was elected, they had a border collie named Lucy Liu.
Something tells me that place is not a tourist spot, dog.
I would take the educated guess that tourists probably, when they see that on the map, they're like, Rabbit Hash? No.
Yeah.
I mean,
I go there or like Hawaii?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so tough. Do I choose Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, or Hawaii, or Vegas, or any damn where?
Something tells me there's a lot of sheep over there that are sore from some funny stuff going on.
I don't think it's funny to the sheep. The sheep are like,
sheep are like, Daddy, I'm going to get it tonight because the damn dog wanted it. It wasn't the bull.
And the sheep are like, I'm tired of my asshole hurting when I wake up.
Oh, man. That's some nasty stuff, dog. That's nasty.
Yeah.
We're getting off track, man. That's nasty.
Yeah. we just gonna go on break. This is, you know, this is
yeah.
Yeah, this is common. Letter to the sea.
Unsung. Forgive them, Father, they know this knot is undone. Side with the rope that my grandmother died. Pride of the pilgrims affect lives of millions. In slave days, separating fathers from children. Institution ain't just a building, but a method of having black and brown bodies fill them. We ain't seen as human beings with feelings. Will the U.S. ever be us, Lord willing? But now we know the new Jim Crow to stop, search, and arrest our souls. Police and policies control, philosophies of control. A cruel hand taking hold. We let go to free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus. The ring. Black bodies being lost in the American dream. Blood of black bean, a pastoral scene. Slavery still alive, check Amendment 13. Not whips and chains, not subliminal. Instead of nigga, they use the word criminal. Sweet land of liberty, incarcerated country. Shot me with your ray gun and now you wanna trump me. Prison is the business, America's the company. Investing in injustice, fear, and long suffering. We staring in the face of hate again. The same hate they say will make America great again. No consolation prize for the dehumanized. For America to rise, it's a matter of black lives. And we gon' free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus.
To the free. That almost made me feel like I was watching like a slave movie. It was like the air freedom.
That was deep.
Yeah. Anyway, Groundhog Day. You know how we can't go without Groundhog Day. You know that thing that happens all the time that it just seems like the same thing happens. No one is shocked by it because it's the exact same thing that happens all the time. Officer Ray Tenzing, the judge declares a mistrial in the police shooting of Samuel DeBose in Ohio. Yeah, the 12 jurors, they could get a unanimous verdict. Yeah, six white men, four white women, and two black women began deliberating on Wednesday. How do you think that mistrial happened? Who do you think was voting for who? The black woman was like, guilty! Guilty!
Hold on, what was his circumstances? Yes, the guy was unarmed. And yes,
He may have been non-threatening, but he may have been threatening. He may have looked at the officer and raised his eyebrow like The Rock. You know that's threatening. That could be deemed threatening to someone.
You say like The Rock.
Once again, remember the white woman in Oklahoma, she said she temporarily lost her hearing when she shot the dude. I mean, they come up with some of the most fantastical stories. It's like a Marvel Comics movie, some of these stories that they be telling. It's amazing.
Well, you know that's passed on from generation to generation.
It is something that upon ejaculation and conception into the uterus, that lying gene is passed on throughout generations. So yes, you're definitely correct, my brother.
Yeah. My man was unarmed, broad daylight.
Broad daylight.
Hands exposed the whole time.
Right. That's where he was wrong.
Mistrial. Shot the dude in the face. He didn't shoot him in the shoulder.
Right. He was pulling the gun out of his nose hairs. And they was like, uh-oh. It looked like he had a gun in his face. So we had to shoot before it was too late. Anyway. Groundhog Day.
It ain't right.
Something that just keeps on happening and nothing ever changes. Oh, another thing, Groundhog Day. You know, talking about this election. Donna Brazile, who is the interim leader of the Democratic National Committee, she was, you know, doing a speech to about 150 people, employees, when one of the staffers jumped up and said, "Why should we trust you as chair to lead us through this? You backed a flawed candidate, and your friend plotted through this to support your own gang and yourself." Yeah. So you blame the black person. Right. You blame the black person because Hillary Clinton got beat. It was Donna Brazile's fault. Like, you know what? If you wouldn't have backed Hillary Clinton, Trump wouldn't be president.
Yeah. Just made no sense. Talk about reaching.
Right. Reaching. And not like a good reach around that the honey can give you. It's bad reach around, right? Like, it's like, homie, no homo. Why are you reaching around? Now
yeah.
I got to cut. Yeah, Zach is his name. So, to the Zachs of the world who want to blame Donna Brazile and people like that, or like, Well, you lazy black people who didn't vote, you know what? Fuck you in everything you stand for. And I hope you choke on the popcorn that you're eating. If you're eating popcorn, whatever you're eating, I hope you choke on it. I hope that you can, of course, get the Heimlich maneuver and spit it out, but I hope you choke first, just because. That not nice to say?
I think that was quite well spoken. Well deserved.
It was just a thought. Now, I saw something, and it's one of my pet peeves, right? How the names have changed on bad shit? It's like you don't say crazy no more. It's like, well, they have dissociative disorder, split personality. It's like, no, they're just crazy. We can't say what it is like we used to. We say, oh, homie's touched. And so you knew that he was crazy as fuck and you need to stay away from him.
Right.
I saw this ad, this article, talking about the UN needs to fight human trafficking in different countries. And I'm like, last time I checked, if I went to a place and took them from that place and brought them to another place and had them work for free for me, that's slavery, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just checking because I don't know. Sometimes I need a second opinion. So they're saying nearly 46 million people around the world are living as slaves. They've been human trafficked, and I'm like, it's not human trafficking, it's slavery. 46 million people. 46.
Yeah, that they ain't aware of sugarcoating that. That's point blank.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, see, let's put you in a scenario, G Spot. If you were in charge of something, like you had the drones, wouldn't it behoove you to, like, you know what? These dudes engage in slavery. We should just drop some bombs on them. would you endorse that?
Absolutely.
I mean, how many drones do you think we need?
Hey, it won't take too many to get the word out. It'll get done.
All right. I'm just thinking, like, hey, you know what? We get some drones. We find, because we know everything about everybody, and we're always doing drone strikes, right? So
absolutely,
we doing slavery.
Unfortunately, doesn't seem like that's on the priority list, huh?
We ain't even talk about it. And you think about it. You just had the quote unquote first black president, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that have been like the greatest thing ever? Obama's like, you know what? I'm gonna bomb some slave traders.
yeah.
A black dude killing slave traders, man. Look, I would. I don't even know. I think that I would print out a giant Obama thing and bow down to it. I would bow down to it. Like, Obama, you're the greatest ever. If he was like, he changes over in January, right? So he's got roughly 2 months. He just, before he transitions, like, you know what? Let's drop some bombs on some slave traders.
That'd be a beautiful thing.
I, I think it would be really beautiful.
That'd be a nice way to go out before he leaves office.
Right. Either that or like some approved reparations real quick. Executive.
You know what I mean? All right, Trump, handle this shit, fucker.
Yeah. 40 acres and a mule. We can get a couple dollars out the way. At least $40. Everybody black in America gets $40.
Get it done, so right?
It ain't 40 acres, but we give you $40 tax free. Bam. Mm. No?
That's a beautiful thing. I like
okay.
it. Hey, Smooth, I got some breaking news.
What you got?
For anybody in the Bay Area that's interested for the Miss Boom Boom contest, a round-trip ticket is $1,200 from Oakland to São Paulo. So y'all get your tax refund money, y'all save it up, and y'all take a nice little trip to Brazil. Trust me, you don't need too much money down there to find many Miss Boom Boom candidates year-round. Word from your sponsor.
That's it.
$1,200.
Okay. I mean, so who's the sponsor? I mean, are we looking to find the next? Or are we talking about going to the actual contest next year?
Oh, we talking about finding applicants for the concert, for the contest.
I'm
there's
saying
many to be found.
Why can't we find them here?
Oh no, I'm talking about going international. We going abroad too, local and abroad.
Well, I'm saying so wouldn't it behoove us to at first have a local Miss California?
My bad. You say I'm jumping the gun, huh?
I think we would be local. We'd be remiss if we didn't go local. Like, you know what? California. Bam. Who's got the nicest ass in California?
Okay.
And then we can be national with it. Like, who's got the nicest ass in the United States?
For the Hotlanta. Next spot.
Okay. And then from there... I mean, this is something you should be writing the notes on this, man. This is like, get sponsorship going. We can just travel the country. Talking about.
I'll tell you what, the one that won had a 42 inch bosom. 42 inches. Just saying.
Hey, but you said bosom, though.
Ass. Bump. It's
okay.
All beautiful.
All right. Yeah. It's beautiful. I'm as a very appreciative ass man. Yeah. It's beautiful. Wow. I think our time is pretty much up. I want to thank our callers and calling in from all over the United States. Thank you very much. Our listeners, thank you for continually listening and supporting us. And, of course, for my main man, G-Spot, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. And, you know, this is another Smooth Drum production, and we look forward to having y'all back again. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.